With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. House Speaker Mike Johnson is hailing the bipartisan passage of the 2025 National Defense Authorization Act. On the Salem Media Group News program this week on the Hill with Tony Perkins, Johnson says the woke agenda of recent years was successfully stripped out of the appropriation.
One of the things that we were really focused on is doing exactly what you said, and that is return the emphasis of our national defense policy to national defense. We took out a lot of the woke progressive, agenda, not part of that policy prescription. And we prevailed in that. For the first time in federal law, we will be prescribing, and that is preventing, trans surgeries on minors, the funding of that.
Johnson's full This Week on the Hill broadcast will air on radio stations nationwide this weekend and broadcast at 10 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday on the Salem News Channel. President Biden announces more pardons and commutations. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president is granting clemency to nearly 1,500 Americans in what the White House says are the most ever in a single day. In a statement, Mr. Biden said he's extending mercy to federal convicts who have shown successful rehabilitation and a strong commitment to making their communities safer. He is also pardoning 39 individuals who were convicted of nonviolent crimes, such as drug offenses. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President-elect Trump has invited Chinese President Xi Jinping to attend his inauguration next month. Trump, with the move, is extending a diplomatic olive branch even as he threatens to levy massive tariffs on Chinese goods once he becomes president. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 234 points, the Nasdaq dropped 132, the S&P lower by 32. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Virginia.
The Fairfax County Circuit Court has refused to quash a lawsuit filed by students against the school board's policy of punishing them if they refuse to use the fellow students' preferred pronouns. School officials have tried repeatedly to get the suit thrown out to no avail. Under a program designed to promote transgenderism, Fairfax County will punish a student up to 5 days of suspension if they fail to use designated pronouns. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A clergyman's trying to keep the tiny Greek village of Fortuna alive. Orthodox priest Constantine Dusikos is raising money to attract families to the village, which could disappear due to its aging population. The grassroots effort's attracting national attention in Greece, where the birth rate has plummeted. The Orthodox Church argues incentives being offered by the government are welcome, but insufficient to reverse the dire demographic trends. SRN News. Census Bureau data reflects some effect of the pandemic.
Fewer grandparents were taking care of grandchildren. There was a decline in the number of preschoolers, and more people were staying put in their homes in the first part of the 2020s compared with the last part of the 2010s. Those time frames were before the pandemic and during the years of the virus's spread. Some of the changes are COVID-19 related, while others are the result of other occurrences like the opioid crisis. The survey of 3.5 million households covered more than 40 topics. John Scott reporting.
A block in downtown San Francisco has been renamed for acclaimed photojournalist Joe Rosenthal, who won the Pulitzer Prize for his iconic photo of U.S. Marines raising the flag on the Japanese island of Iwo Jima during World War II. The longtime staff photographer for the San Francisco Chronicle died at the age of 94. More details at SRNnews.com.